come to thank you for the opportunity, God. Hallelujah, God. I would ask in the name of Jesus that God, your will be done in me, God. That you will use this lip of clay, God, to bring forth your word, God. Bring it forth with simplicity, God. Bring it forth with the power that you have given unto me, God. That the captive may be made free in you, God. Have your way today, God. I thank you, Lord, and I praise you. In Jesus' name, I pray for our leader, God, in his absence, in his wife, God. Oh, Father God, I pray, Father, oh, Father God, for those who are tuning in via Facebook, via social media, whatever stream they're coming through, God, that the word will meet them right where they are, God, on today, God, that it will meet them, God, that it will set a fire in them, God, and they will run and ask, what must I do to be saved? Have your way, Holy Spirit, today, in Jesus' name, amen. Good morning, everybody. All right, I'm excited for the Lord. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Pastor Rob, for that introduction. Hallelujah. All right.
You can look for this.
I'm ready to go. In Jesus' name. All right, now. I'll be coming to you today from Proverbs. I'm coming out of Proverbs. Hallelujah. I'm coming out of Proverbs. Chapter 3, starting in verse 1. Now, you may get the King James Version, but I'm going to bring it to you in the storybook form because I want to make it plain and I want to make it simple because everybody don't always understand the King's language. So it's being broken down so that you can hear it and you can read it for yourselves and run with it in Jesus' name. Amen? All right, so I'm coming storybook for you. And so it reads, and let me give you my message. If my message is, this is a 911. Humpty Dumpty, what is your emergency? I've fallen and I can't get up. Hello, everybody. All right. And so, I'm going to start at verse 1, and this is in story form. And it reads, my son, don't forget my instructions. Let your heart guard my commandments, because they will help you live a long time and provide you with well-being. Don't let loyalty and faithfulness leave you. Bind them on your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will find favor and approval in the eyes of God and humanity. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't rely on your own intelligence. Know him in all your paths. And he will keep your ways straight. Don't consider yourself wise. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then your body will be healthy and your bones strengthened. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled with plenty. And your vats will burst with wine. Don't reject the instructions of the Lord, my son. Don't despise his correction. The Lord loves those he corrects. I'm going to say that again. The Lord loves those he corrects. Just like a father who treats his son with favor. That's simplified. I love it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can't get any simpler. So we all know the story of Humpty Dumpty. And it says, Humpty Dumpty, he sat on a wall. Mm-hmm. Humpty Dumpty, he had a great fall. This was an unusual type of fall. It was extreme. Humpty Dumpty was broken into many fragmented pieces, scattered everywhere. Just like Humpty Church, there are many believers who are in the same broken state. Fragment pieces are everywhere in your life. Okay? Well, we all know the story about Humpty. We the people have been informed that all, I'm saying it, all the king forces and all the king's men could put Humpty back together again. I wonder why. Well, is a reason why. Church, this reading this has caused me to explore Humpty Dumpty, the king's horses, and the king's men just a little bit more. I got intrigued. I got real intrigued. So they said the king's horses, nay, and the king's men, they came running. And they was trying to put old Humpty back together again. And I'm wondering why. Just an egg. Could he have been that exceptional type of egg? Come on now. So, first I wanted to know who Humpty really was or wasn't. I'm intrigued now. I want to know. All right? I wanted to know what was the connection between the king's horses and the king's horsemen and Humpty Dumpty. What's going on, y'all? Y'all came running because the egg broke. What's up? I want to know. Why y'all running? He's just an egg. An exceptional one, must have been. Humpty Dumpty, I'm thinking, did he rule over them? Did he have ruled over the king's horses and over the king's men? I don't know. Now, as I was diving into the research of Humpty, I found out that there was a dark side to Humpty Dumpty, y'all. Yeah, it was. There was a dark side to him. Earl, can you bring up that picture, please? There was a dark side to him that we overlooked. Look at him. There was a dark side to Humpty that nobody ever picked up on. There was this egg sitting on a wall. That's Alice in Wonderland, y'all. Oh, it's a connection. But he's sitting on this wall. And I'm thinking, what's going on with Humpty? But there was a dark side. In that writing, I'm going to have to pull it up on my phone because I can't see that far, y'all. See, they had a dialogue, and here's the dialogue. Now, you see Alice reaching up to help Humpty, right? And it reads, when I use a word, as Humpty said in a rather scornful tone, it means just what I choose it to mean, neither more nor less. The question is, said Alice, whether you can make words mean so many different things. The question is, said Humpty Dumpty, which is to be master? That's all. He wanted to be master. Nobody ever caught that. Now I can get into it. So there he is being exposed for the dark side that no one probably ever recognized. Now, we all have a dark side, but by the blood of Jesus, we've all been made whole. And we're working this thing out and walking it out daily. Daily! Because there's a dark side to every man, boy, girl, young, old. There's a dark side. But when you turn it over to Jesus, he'll make it all right. Okay?
like, wow, this is deep.
I bet you none of y'all even saw it this way either. So Humpty Dumpty, he wanted to be master. Sounds familiar. Be careful for what you ask for. If it's not instructed by God, if it's not inspected by God, if it's not connected to God, it will not be protected by God. It will not be protected by God. It won't be. It's going to be out of control because it's going to feel like, I don't have the answer to you. Who are you? I am. I'll stand up. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful because you're doomed from the start for a fall. It's going to happen. So I discovered that the king's horses and the king's men represented the realist or the cavalier, the royal army, the bodyguards for the royal family. And then posed the question, was Humpty a part of the royal family? Or did he just assume to be because he hung around them? I'm in. You know how some people do, I'm in.
I mean, they got close.
They start classifying themselves as your family members. I don't know you. Who you? Come to the cookout and start eating. Who you? Who that? I don't know. Everybody saying I don't know. They just put themselves in a position that they should not have been in. Deep, right? All about Humpty Dumpty, y'all. Real deep. But it's happening today. We have a lot of people just like Humpty Dumpty. So here it is. My question is, was Humpty a king? Or did he see himself in a high place? He's sitting on a wall. She got to reach up to get to him. Did he see himself as a king? Or did he put himself in a high place? That's something to think about, y'all. This little nursery rhyme, that's deep. To me, it's deep. That's deep. Did he see himself in a high place to be acknowledged as such? Did he? I don't know. However, could that be why he sat so high upon the wall? Was he just full of himself, big-headed? He felt exceptional above all. We know somebody like that. His name was Lucifer. He felt to be exceptional over all the other angels. See what he got, right? He got kicked out of heaven, never to be able to return. And we have people just like that. You can't help them before you can say, I know, but you know. I got it, but you got it. And I'm perplexed to go even further. Like, what do you mean? I didn't even say anything yet. And we know we're dealing with a generation now. I know. You ain't got to tell me nothing. I'm realizing I can't, so I'm going to be quiet. Because you can't help when help is not wanted. They are headed for a Humpty Dumpty. Okay? They are headed for Humpty Dumpty. Church, I do believe if Humpty had experienced a relationship with the true and living God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he would have been okay with staying in a low place. Getting to know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he would have not considered himself to be wiser than what he really was. It says right here. It reminds us in his scripture. Don't. In verse 6 it says, know him in all your paths, and he will keep your way straight. 7 says, don't consider yourself wise. It's telling you, fear the Lord and turn away from your evil. When you think you higher than God, that's evil. Because he knows all about you. He knows what you're thinking. He knows the path you will take because he's lined up paths before you. He's giving you the free will to take the right way or the wrong way. That's your choice. He knows what you're thinking. He knows where you're going to go, but he's already lined it up for you. He's giving you a choice in the matter. But some folk, just like Humphrey, nope, I don't want to hear none. Talk to the hand. I'm not listening to what you have to say. And please, whatever you do, I don't want to hear about no Jesus. Well, well, if you don't hear about Jesus, you doomed. It's going down. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. You can be fragmented just like Humpty in so many pieces. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. You are going to fall. And then you're going to be calling, Jesus! But you had the opportunity before the fall. You did it your way. You did it your way. Now you're going to have to do it your way of dealing with the consequences that's going to come. Because they're coming after you. You had an opportunity. So, you know, this is so good. I just love this. And I was up, right? Everybody was asleep. I had to have quiet. And I started hearing things. Okay, God. So, if he would have not considered himself to be wiser than what he really was, and since that was only a fragile, wobbly, oval egg, thinking more highly of himself. Now, then I got this. Warning, don't get big-headed. It will cause you to fall. Don't get big-headed. It's going to cause you to fall. And when you fall, your money can't help you. Okay? It's just going to be a byproduct of all those people who want to take it. Because you're going to seek them for your healing, and they're going to take it, and they're going to smile. Oh, people, oh, yeah, I can help you. They're going to tell you, I can help you. Psych. I'm keeping it real, y'all. They're going to take your money, and they have nothing to really give you. Nothing. You may get some service, quick fixes. And then all of a sudden, the bandages are going to break loose, and you're going to be back worse than where you started. Because now an infection has set in. Now you have a stitch. Everybody knows it's you. You broke down. You busted. And you don't have nowhere to go. And they're laughing at you on their way to the next trip they're on. They're laughing at you because you believed in them. You had the source right before you. So warning, don't get big-headed. Money may come and it's going to go, especially if you don't put direction on it. It's going to go even faster. If you get money, I'm telling y'all, you may have got a little check in the mail. Mm-hmm. You better put some direction on that money, because if you don't put direction on that money, it's going to ride right through your hand, easy in, easy out. If you don't have a place to make a deposit that's going to bring forth some fruit, you're wasting your money. And it's like a mine. It's a terrible thing to waste, because it's going to come a rainy day and you won't have. Don't waste it. Put direction on your money. Put your money where it matters. That's in the house of the Lord. Because the kingdom is at hand, and the people of God, we must take it back by force. God don't need our money. It's a byproduct to keep the house running. It's a byproduct, because God don't need it. But he needs your heart to be in the right place. And when your heart is in the right place, God will do what is right by you. Because you put direction on it, and you trusted in him. Don't be like Humpty, trusting in the king's horses and the king's men. You know what I thought about? I said, horses, what a horse going to do? How a horse going to get them up? They may eat. I'm going to scatter them, but I'm thinking, what in the world? but it making sense to me now. It's making much sense. So that takes me to Ephesians 6 and 12. As a reminder, we, just like Humpty, need to know and understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rule of the darkness, wickedness of this world, against those spiritual wickedness in high places. Y'all didn't realize that about Humpty. He was in a high place. He didn't realize his fall was before him. He couldn't even see it coming. He was so exceptional, he didn't see it coming. He didn't see his fragileness because he felt himself. And he fell. I thank God that I recognize that everything I have, every gift that I have comes from the Lord. I thank God that every gift that I have, it comes from the Lord, not myself. I thank God for being an exceptional God, for pouring out, pouring over this flesh. I thank God he's an exceptional God. He's an extremely exceptional God. I recognize that without him, I'm nothing and I can't do anything. And I also recognize that with him and through him, I can do all things exceedingly and abundantly. And if I'm doing it through him, I'm not going to fall. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because there's some things out there just waiting for us to get pumped up, waiting to fill us and make us feel more than what we are, waiting to watch us fall and laugh at us on our way down. This is a reality. This is a Humpty Dumpty. I got all this out of Humpty Dumpty, y'all. There's some things and some people and some spaces and places just waiting. Just waiting to set us up for fall. But see, God sent his son Jesus to set us up for glory. Hallelujah! He counteracted the enemy's plan with his son Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. And that's good news for me. I thank you, Jesus. So saints, I want to encourage you, according to Romans 12 and 3, to listen to what Paul, the apostle Paul, says. He said, because of the grace that God gave me, he said, I can say to each one of you, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. This word was written so plain and so simplified. Hallelujah. Instead, be responsible. Since God has measured out a portion of faith to each of you, stay humble. Stay humble. If you stay humble, you're in the right place with God. If you stay humble, God can use you. If you stay humble, you will acknowledge that it's not you yourself. If you stay humble, you will lean not to your own understanding. It reminds us, don't rely on what you know. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't rely on your own intelligence. Because let me tell you about your own intelligence. And I say this to my children all the time. I'm the teacher. Because you know I get some little people who try to rise up on me. And I have to let them know. Who are you talking to? I'm teaching you. Now God has given you a portion of intelligence. Because he gave me some too. I'm a teacher. You in my class. Because sometimes when you think you're so intellectual, you don't want to hear what no one has to say. You got to get the grade from me. You got to prove yourself to me. Just like I had to prove myself to God. Be careful Be careful leaning on what you think you know. Because see, I throw a curveball at me in the midst of it all. I'm good at that. While they think they up here rising, I go, well, what's this? They go, cricket, cricket, cricket. I got to bring them down. I had to bring them down to build them back up. And I'm going to build them up in Jesus Christ. I'm putting them on a solid ground, a rock. I'm teaching them to stand on. Don't stand on what you know, because baby, if you bump your head, boom, you can lose it all. If you bump your head, you can lose it all. God gave it, and he can also take it right back. Be careful with what you think you know. Ain't that good word? Be careful leaning on what you know. Because what you know means nothing to God. He is the giver, and he is also the taker. Be careful. See, you walking one day all cool, got it all together. Next thing I see, what happened? You trying to explain it, but you can't even talk right no more. What in the world? See, you played with God. You played with him, and he shut you down. He shut you down. I don't know who this is for, but lean not to your own understanding. Your own understanding could lead you in a worse situation. And when you get there, you're sitting there wondering, how did I get here? You had no trust in God. That's how you got there. You trusted your friends. You trusted the horsemen. You trusted the horses to pick you up and gallop you away. And they all went the other direction. You trusted them. You trusted them. And they had nothing to give you. They gone. You on your own. How you gonna get out this mess? How you gonna get out this mess? You put your trust in the wrong source. You gave them all your money. They was waiting till the last penny was gone. Uh-oh. Now I want nothing to do with you. You trusted in what you thought was right, and it was all wrong. And in a sense, you had a humpty dumpty. You ain't see it coming. Now you all broke it. I thought you was my homie. I thought they was my friend. I thought they loved me. You thought. That's what your intelligence told you, you thought. But you couldn't see the writing on the wall when Jesus was saying, be careful watching. You need to inspect the fruit. There's some rottenness in there. You didn't want to hear what the Lord was saying to you when he was showing you every sign of it. He was letting you see everything, and he was laughing and smiling. They was your friend, you thought. But you didn't know that was a real friend of me. He's trying to expose him before you, and your eyes was like, oh, we going this time. You couldn't see the light. It was right in front of you. When you were looking for that, you know what it was? And you couldn't find it. What you don't know is your friend had it. Because they wanted what you had. They wanted what you had. This is real deal. They wanted what you had. Because you didn't recognize what you had. You had it all. But you didn't recognize because you was working on your own intelligence. That's real deal. It's happening today. Real deal. Humpty Dumpty's right all around you. And you falling with it. Because you won't call on the name of Jesus. You won't get his guidance. He left it here, plain and simple, in all different languages, in all different versions. Simplified, the storybook version. If you can't give a King James, find something that will help open up your eyes. The eyes of your heart. You need to be fed. You need physical food. You need spiritual food. In order to make it in this world, you must be fed. Your soul man is crying out, feed me, please. Feed me. Feed me. Feed me something good. I can't take another piece of fried chicken. I need the B-I-B-L-E. Help me! It's killing me! You're frying all that food and you're killing me with it! I need you to just sit still. I need you to open up the word. I need you to study. Show yourself approved. I need that. I'm trying. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can't hear because your friends are so loud around you. Ordering your steps and dictating your next move. Sit still. and know that I am God. Sit still. Sit still and know that I am God. Sit still. Then I've been doing a lot of hustle and bustle in the last month, maybe two now. And I had to sit still. And I was up till 5 o'clock this morning. I was. Because there's so much going on. I said, God, help me. I already knew, but I couldn't sit still. I had to wait. And at about 3:20 this morning, the grandbaby wake up, screaming. Everybody jump up running. I stopped running. I ran down the hall. The enemy said, I'm not going to let you. The devil is a liar. I'm telling y'all, in the midst of me putting my word together, because I had to take a moment to sit still. From May to now, it's just been busy. God, help me. I got to bring the word. I want to bring it with power. I want to bring it with authority. The enemy knows if I shut down, it won't happen. Na, 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 you didn't get me. I got ice cream. The word is ice cream is good for me. Y'all hear me? I'm telling y'all, about 3:20 this morning, the baby, she woke up violently. I thought she broke apart of her crib. She was fighting. And I said, okay, God, I know what's going on here too. That's because of who she gonna be. Y'all think I got a big mouth? Y'all think I got some power in me? That baby got some power in her. And the enemy trying to shut her down. Pastor Bruce, she tells us he's trying to capture her as a baby. He's trying to capture her as a baby. But I recognize that early this morning, the enemy is trying to stop her from her destiny. When I'm no longer here, it's in her already. Because I hear her speaking it to me. I hear her speaking it to me. I hear her speaking it to me. So the enemy is attacking her. Right there. 3 years old. She was fighting that thing. I said, her mother went and picked her up. And her mother was sleepy and tired. Papa got up. He was already tired. I was tired too. And we all, about both hands running. Everybody going down the hall. But I recognized in the run, the enemy is trying to snatch her right where she's at. What's the matter? Get off of me! Baby, no! She's fighting this thing. You know what it was? A spider, she said. So I sat down and I held it and I had to finish writing the word, y'all. The devil was trying to stop me. I'm trying to tell y'all. I would not allow him. So I rocked in her chair. She got up. She came running down the hall. Her mother was in the bathroom. So I went in her room and I just held her. And I rocked her. And I started recognizing, devil, you can't have this baby. In the name of Jesus. I said, what's the matter? She said, Mimi is a spider. Baby, you got power over that spider. Step on her. I think she beat him up because the way she hit that wall, that crib, I thought she broke something. It was loud. This was one loud, and it happens this time in the wee hours. I've noticed I've been patterning the times. I was, okay. 3 o'clock, you start on her. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Baby, you got power over that spider. You hear me? Yes, Mimi. I said, call out Jesus. She said, Jesus. Mm-hmm. By the name of Jesus, we know the demons, they tremble and they will flee. They don't have a choice. Too much power before them. Okay. So, okay, people, I got off a little bit, but let me get back on. So, people of God, are we connecting the dots in the story of Humpty Dumpty here? Humpty was wrestling with the unknown, just like many of us have done and many are still doing. Some of you might be wrestling with something as I speak. See that enemy trying to get me? Trying to set a fly. Go on about your business. If you don't know who you are and whose you are, just like Humpty, you're doomed to fall, broken into many fragmented pieces. Saints, I bring this message of hope for you today. It's what man can't do, God can do. What we can't do, God can. When you're in that situation, when you're facing some giants and you don't know how to get around them, I can tell you, call on Jesus. He said the battle is not yours, it is his. Call on Jesus. Every knee, he said, will bow, and every tongue will confess Jesus is Lord. You think about David. When they was out fighting the Philistines, David goes and asks for permission to go on the battlefield. Boy, are you crazy? You're just a boy. You're not ready for that. But David knew who he belonged to. David knew the power that was on the inside of him. David knew who he was. It's time for us to learn who we are in Christ. All right, David, if that's what you want to do, well, take my sword. No, I can't. I don't need yours. David go walking out there. It ain't right. What you doing out here, boy? David probably like me started laughing. Just watch. Just watch. Everybody know the story of David. Philistines over there laughing. Y'all said the boy will fight a man, a giant at that? What? And you know when a giant moved, you heard before you saw him. Y'all, you felt him moving, right? Because he was a giant. He wasn't ordinary. He was not ordinary. So he come out, you know it rumble. He probably was huffing and puffing because he had to carry all that weight. You know what my grandma used to teach me? Get out there. I used to run home some days so scared. Oh, Jesus. And my grandma was a little five foot. She's a little tiny little thing. She was feisty. I'm going to run it home, y'all. Mama! Most of the time I ran in the house and pray she wasn't in there. But she could look at my face and read me. What's the matter? You know how you cry, you can't stop. Try to breathe. I said, you know she didn't come in. What is the matter? Okay, you gotta swallow that and talk. She hit me. What? Who hit you?
Trina hit me.
And my grandma said, I'll tell you what you better do. You better shut that noise down. And I knew the next word was, and you better get out there. Oh, Jesus. I ain't know Jesus like I know him now, but he had to have my back. Oh, Jesus. Because Trina was like a giant. I was skin tea. I wasn't skinny. I was skin tea. It wasn't nothing to me. And Trina, I mean big. Do I have to? Either you're going to go out there with Trina or you're going to deal with me. I'm going to deal with Trina. All I can tell you is I jumped off the top step and Trina met me. And Trina probably said, oh my God, she's crazy. Because I had to go crazy or I had to deal with my granddaddy. When I came off that step, Trina and all her friends knew, don't mess with her no more. I slayed the giant. It wasn't right, but I had to fight. But now I'm slaying giants in another way. I'm understanding now with the word of God that these one about the tongues going to fast, they're going to fall down. Just like David. Shoo. Boom. And David proceeded to cut off his head by the power of God working in him. By the power of God. And what the Philistines do? Pew! They get it. Because now they saw the works of God working. No mistake about it. No mistake about it, y'all. No mistake about the power of God. The power of God can take all those pieces in your life and put them back right where they belong. That heartbreak, God knows that there's a break in the heart. He knows exactly the place, the piece, where it will make it work right. He knows those situations that you're going through. He knows the hurt. He knows the setups, the letdowns. He knows all about them. He knows. But you got to turn it over to him. You got to forgive yourself of your shortcomings. You had many humpty dumpties in your lifetime. I know I have. I mess up a lot. And I still don't always get it right. I still have humpty dumpties. Because this thing called my mouth can cut you down. I still have humpty dumpties. So Lord, help me. Get me right. Sometimes I know I need to be put back in the fire. And I need this stuff burned off of me. I know I do. When I snap at my husband. I know I do. Put me in the fire like the Hebrew boys. Put me in the fire. Because I can't go no other way, God. I can't go back to the way I used to be. And if some things still want to stay attached to me. Some things don't want to let go. Because they're familiar with who I am. And they want to bring me down. They want to make me embarrassed before the king of the devil is a liar. Put me back in the fire, God, and burn that mess off of me. I can't worship no other God. I can't do it. I can only worship my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I can't worship no other God. I can't fake it until I make it. I gotta be real. As the world call it 100. I gotta be who I am. Who God made me. I can't be nobody else. I can't fake this thing out. I love the Lord with all my heart.
Hallelujah.
I can't lean on what I think I know. I gotta go to the Word. Which is a lamp unto my feet. And a light unto my path. That will take me down roads that I never expected to go on. I gotta trust his word. I gotta trust his word. I gotta trust it for my tomorrow. I gotta trust it for my next moment. I gotta trust it. His word in my brokenness. I gotta trust the word. Because I get broke too. And I go to my father. Father, I need your help. Help me, Jesus. Lord, I can't deal with this no more. Help me, Jesus. It's a 911. My kids are acting crazy. The grandbaby's driving me crazy. Sometimes Kevin runs me crazy. It's a 911, Lord. Show me a solution for this situation. I know it's in the Word. Guide me to it. And I don't have a problem going back to my husband saying, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I don't have a problem telling my husband, forgive me. I don't have a problem saying it to my grandbaby at 3. Mimi, sorry. I apologize. I apologize. Then I'll tell her to say, I'm sorry. You're not sorry. You're not sorry. I apologize. She knows that at 3. God, I apologize. I fell short, but you know I'm good. You can train in your word. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. even Evangelist Jones. I'm being transparent. I'm keeping this thing real. I'm not perfect. Can't be, won't be. But Jesus was and still is. His word is perfect in us and for us. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, God! Thank you, God! Thank you, God, for taking all my broken pieces and putting them back in the right place. That you're covering me and keeping me. That heaven protection is all around me. I know the enemy want to come in, but he can't. He can't get in. He's trying. He's trying. But he can't get in. He can't. Only I can let him in, and I'm not letting you in. I'm not giving you space or room to grow in me. I refuse to. When you had me, you should have kept me, but you didn't. I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw a crack. And I said, I don't want to be like this no more. God made a way of escape. And I took it. And I took it. Hallelujah! Thank you, God! Thank you, Jesus, for being obedient to the call. I'm no longer what I used to be, and I'm working on who God chose me to be, y'all. Hallelujah! A work in progress until he calls me home. Hallelujah! Yay, God! I thank you! Okay? So I'm hoping that today's message opens up your eyes, your spiritual eyes. I'm hoping that you get some understanding. I'm hoping that Humpty Dumpty's fall will not be yours. That you don't get so high up that you come crashing down and you be broken into so many pieces and you calling on so-and-so to put you back together again. Because I've had that happen to me too. Oh, call me baby when you need to and I call you, curse me out. What? I'm broken even the more now. Thank you, God. Because I listen to them and I call them. What you calling me for? You said call you. Now I'm broken even the more. Another fragmented piece. Thank God. Thank you, Pastor Bruce. Thank you for help building me up. Thank you. I can't thank you enough. So powerful. Thank you for what I see God has done in you. Because you recognize the fragmented pieces in people's lives. Thank you, Elder. Thank you. Y'all don't mind stopping me and putting me in check. Thank you, because who or where would I be without the godly counsel that I know I can call on? Thank you, God. I don't have to be a Humpty Dumpty anymore. I don't have to live life depending on others' opinions. I can go to the rock. I can go to the word that's ever changing in my life. I can go to the potter. I can go to the potter. He said in Jeremiah 17 and 14, if you would just call out, heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are the one I praise. When I call out in the name of Jesus, those burdens that may be there, they're lifted. I can feel it. When I turn on that song, and it seems like it's the right song at the right time, it will take me from where I was trying to go and take me to where I know I need to be. Thank you, God. You know, when I got in my car this morning, I knew what the message was. And as I started my evening, the song came on. Tremaine Hawkins, the potter wants to put you back together again. That was confirmation. I'm on the right path. I don't know who out there needs this, but the potter wants to put you back together again. Your life is all fragmented. You are here, you are there, you are fragmented every found peace in him. But you got to call on him. He's a gentle God. He's a gentle God. He's a loving God. He's a kind God. And he's an on-time God. But you got to call him.
Thank you, Lord.
You have to call on him. If you really want to be made whole, if you want to be delivered, if you want to be set free, I encourage you to call on Jesus. I encourage you to connect yourself with people who will not take you down, but will bring you up in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You're broken. You don't have to stay in that shape. It's a choice. I encourage you to pull on the potter. Let him give you a do-over, a makeover. Whatever it is in your life that has consumed your thinking to thinking that you are nothing, you are worthless. To have you confess it out of your mouth, hell is your eternal home. Call on Jesus. He can turn it all around. You are fragmented. You don't have to try to do this on your own. You don't have to stay in that shame. Y'all hear this? The Potter, Abba Father, our Lord, our King, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus.
Same song, right?
Don't stay in the shape you're in. Don't stay there. No. Listen to this. Oh, Jesus. Stop by the potter's house. Stop by. Come to the church and get your healing. Come on. Give them. It's over. Powerful. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Jesus. You're broken. Give him your brokenness. Give it to him. He already know about it. He's allowing you the opportunity to bring it to him. He wants to know, where's your heart? Who are you really trusting in? Who is your God? Are you your own God? Are you going to be a humpty dumpty? Give him the fragments. Every piece belongs to him. He won't take it. You have to give it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as I was going, closing out, I discovered that, you know, Jairus, let's talk about Jairus. Jairus, he was an official in the synagogue. Jairus had a daughter, 12 years old. She was very sick. But Jairus knew who to turn his problems over to. He knew who to turn all his brokenness. His heart was hurting. His child was sick. His child was dying. And he didn't have a fix. But he realized, I know one him that can turn it around. But he got word before he could get Jesus to get and go with him. Because Jesus, he called y'all's Jairus. But one of his servants came and told him, she's already dead. She gone. That's what you said. But Jesus already knew that. I want to know where your heart is, Jairus. Are you going to trust and depend on me? You depressed your way to get here? But come on. And you know, in the midst of on his way to go to take care of Jairus' 12-year-old daughter, Then in the crowd, there was a woman who had the issue of blood for 12 long years. And she was not supposed to be out there. But see, she trusted in all the things of the world, the people, spent all her money trying to be whole. She made up her mind. I'm going to get healed today. I done seen it. I done heard it. Now I'm going to try it for myself. And in the midst of pressing her way, she got to the hem of his garment. And she touched it. And at that instant, she was made whole. What happened for her can happen for you.
Amen.
What happened for Jairus' daughter, because when he got to Jairus' house, he only took in a few of his disciples. He took in the mother. He took in the father. But mourners that were there, they were crying. And there was no hope in them. She gone. He said, let's go. Go in the room. And he went in the room. He's a doctor in a sick room. Come on, y'all. He's a doctor in a sick room. You could be dead, but he's that doctor that can raise you back to life. He told her, wake up. He let her know she only sleep. Wake up. And she woke up. Not only did she wake up, she woke up, but she was hungry. He said, get her something to eat. If you're hungry enough, he's the food that will fill you, and he's the food that will never run out. Just like that water, it will never stop running.
Man.
Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. This is your day to decide who you're going to serve. Come on now. Come on. Don't have to live a humpty-dumpty life. The King Jesus can put your fragment pieces back together again.
Amen.
God bless you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Let's give her another hand clap. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Humpty Dumpty. Boy, I can relate to that. So many of us can relate to that Humpty Dumpty. I've never seen it in that sense that she spoke it. You know, because so many of us have fragmented lives. So many of us think we know all, but what we know is not all there is to know. And we get on that high horse or that high place and we fall down and we get broken.